And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm going to hurt your head some more. I'm going to hit you with more research. Yes, you turned into a real estate investing radio show expecting to learn how to invest in real estate, and you tuned into an episode where we're going to talk about research. And some of you are reflecting back on your time in college when the professor said, we're going to do a research project. And in your mind slowly started to implode while it simultaneously exploded. Yeah, imagine that, right? Because you knew all of a sudden you were going to spend a bunch of time dealing with data, dealing with information that you didn't know whether or not it was qualified information or unqualified information, or whether or not the information itself was significant to what you were researching or it was insignificant. I mean, all this research you had to go find, you had to qualify, you had to determine its significance, and then you had to put it into context with regards to the information you were trying to determine. And you realized immediately, this is probably something that could take a lot of time, especially when you don't know what you don't know. Okay, I'm glad you sat through my little rant, because I'm going to eliminate all that time that you think it's going to take to do market research. And here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to spoon feed you market research right now. Now, some of you just had a red light go off inside of your eyeballs. And you saw danger, Will Robinson, danger, danger. And you know that I said on a previous radio show, when I was talking about this exact same type of content, I said, you know, I'm the kind of guy that's going to teach you how to fish. I'm not going to give you a fish, because if I give you a fish, you'll eat for a day. But if I teach you how to fish, you'll eat for a lifetime. So why is it the guy that said that who actually believes that, and I do believe that, by the way, why am I going to spoon feed you information today? Here's why. I think you've learned what you need to learn. I do. I think you've either gone out and you've done what I've told you to do, which is go out and do your own research, or you haven't. I mean, that's really the crux of the matter. Either you've done what I've told you to do, or you haven't done it. So why am I bringing that up? That example is indicative of your future success as a real estate investor. You didn't know that, did you? Yeah, it's true. It's true. You have to do market research. Buying a property in an area just because maybe you grew up in that area and you know that area, that's not sound investing strategy. It's not. It's making a decision on a location that you have familiarity with, but you don't really understand the market of that area. That property might be in a place that is not conducive to what you're trying to accomplish with your investment. Now think this through for a minute. You own a business. Now, I know some of you are going, I don't own a business, Al. I work for somebody else. Okay, let's start changing your mindset a little bit. You own a business. Right now, in your mind, you own a business. Now, go with me on this. You own a business. I want you to start thinking like a businessman or businesswoman or business person, or however you like to identify. Start thinking that thought. Now, you don't have to go out and buy anything. You don't have to spend any money to create a business in your mind. But once you create the business in your mind, you have to develop the business. If the business will be a real estate investment business, you have to understand your markets. You have to do some market research. Now, I've spent a lot of time on this radio show over the last couple of weeks talking you through the process. If you haven't heard those radio shows, what I want you to do is I want you to go back and listen to them. I give you market data on San Antonio, Texas, on Houston, Texas, on Dallas, Texas. I got into the Atlanta markets. Today, I'm going to introduce some Tennessee markets to you. So what I'm doing is I'm showcasing some of the different areas that Lifestyles Unlimited members invest in. Why is that important to you? Even if you're not a Lifestyles Unlimited member, why do you care? Because these are markets that Lifestyles Unlimited members are investing their single family dollars into. And by doing so, they're making money five different ways. They're getting cash flow, they're getting equity capture, they're getting principal pay down. They're getting natural appreciation. They're getting the tax benefits associated with being a real estate investor, and they're not spending a ton of their time nor a ton of their treasure to get it done. These assets are producing cash flow and equities that are doubling, and in some cases, possibly tripling and quadrupling the investor's equity in the asset at the time they acquire the asset. This is game-changing information. Are you ready to learn from the largest in-person gathering of successful real estate investors in the United States? Are you ready to do that? Because if you're ready to do that, we've got an opportunity available for you. We call it Expo, and it's the largest in-person gathering of like-minded real estate investors in the country. At least I believe that to be true. We're going to hold it May 7th through the 10th in Irving, Texas. Now, what we do is we take over the Irving Convention Center at Los Colinas, and we essentially own the facility for the entire time. There's no other entities in there. We've got the whole place. And then we take over the entire footprint of the adjoining areas because we fill up the hotels, we fill up the restaurants, we fill up the venues, we fill the place up. Now, here's the question I have for you in addition to the question that I just gave you a moment ago. Do you think you can learn something from the people that attend this event? Now, to answer that question, it would be helpful. It would be very helpful if I gave you more information, right? Well, what if I told you that the people coming to this event are either Lifestyles Unlimited members or they're not? We welcome both types. We don't discriminate. What if I told you that the people coming to this expo event are coming from all 50 states, and we will have some coming from international countries? As a matter of fact, the last expo that we had, I met people from Australia, New Zealand, Germany, Israel, Canada, Mexico, and I'm sure there were some other countries. I just don't recall what countries they were. So why are these people coming to the expo? Because it's the largest in-person gathering of successful real estate investors in the United States. Yeah, the answer was actually nested in the question. Do you think you can learn from an event like this? What if I told you it's not just you showing up and them showing up? We're going to have thousands of people there. Just so you know, we're going to have breakout sessions that focus on very specific topics that you probably have questions about. We break up all of the breakout sessions into what we call tracks. So we've got a beginner track. And most of you listening to my voice, when you come to Expo, you should take the beginner track. Now, I say most of you, but not all of you. And here's why. Some of you listening to me are experienced real estate investors. And you're listening to this radio show because you're trying to get information on how you can improve your business model. And we can help you with that. So when you come to Expo, you'll take a track that's associated with whether you're a single family investor or a multifamily investor. And then as far as the multifamily investment tracks go, there are several tracks nested within that particular track because there are different ways for you to invest in multifamily assets. You can be an independent rental operator. You can be a lead investor. That's what we call a syndicator at Lifestyles Unlimited. You can be a passive investor. That's what we call a limited partner at Lifestyles Unlimited. These are different ways that you can put your real estate company to work. Yeah, remember the company I said earlier in the show that you own a real estate business? Well, you own a real estate business. And even though you don't have any assets, even though you don't have any money dedicated to that business, you in your mind have formulated the business. Congratulations. You've completed step one. You have created the thought of a business in your mind. Now what you have to do is you have to do the things that develop the business, right? Okay. There are some practical things that you need to do as far as what do you want the company to be? In other words, how are you going to form the company? Are you going to be a self-employed entity? Are you going to be a limited partnership? Are you going to be an LLC? That's how I do my investing. All right. So we've talked about the formation piece. By the way, if you don't know how to do the formation piece, consult somebody who understands that. I think a business attorney can do a good job for you. That's how I got all of my formation documents. I went to an attorney and I had the attorney draw up my operating agreement and help me with establishing the business. So that's the way I did it. You do it the way that makes sense to you. When you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, we have entities that are a part of our vendor program that can help you with the formation of your entity. Now, we've got you thinking about forming the company, right? We've got you thinking about talking to an attorney or other trusted individual to help you get the formation up and running and to help you determine what the best way for you to form that business should be. What about the market research? What markets should you invest in as a single family investor? Well, I've given you some great suggestions on earlier shows. If you haven't heard those shows, by the way, what I need you to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com or your favorite podcast provider, because you've probably subscribed to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show through your favorite podcast provider. And what you're going to find is there is historical information. All the radio shows that we do are repurposed into podcasts, and they are stored on those particular sites and made available to you. So you're going to want to go back a couple of weeks. I think the first episode of this particular series, I talked about the San Antonio market. And then on another show, I talked about the Houston market. And then on another show, I talked about the Dallas market. Then on another show, I got into the Atlanta market. And then on today's show, I'm going to get into the Tennessee market. But before I get into the Tennessee market, what I'm going to do is I'm going to recap some information that I gave you about those other markets, because no longer am I going into the weeds. Now I'm going to give you more general information about the marketplace, and that will allow you to compare marketplaces to marketplaces to determine whether or not one has a strength or one has a weakness, or whatever you determine that makes you identify that particular market or markets. I mean, you can have more than one that you're interested in investing in. Does that make sense? Okay. So let's talk about historical rent growth, because what we want to see is we want to see the ability for rents to grow. And if no other reason that the rents grow in relation to any increases in property taxes or insurance that we take on as part of ownership. Those are our two biggest expenses as real estate investors, and we want to make sure that if we are raising rents, we want to make sure the rents can cover any increases that we perceive in those areas. And also, we want to make sure that whatever the rent increases, that there's enough room to increase it without blowing the numbers up. Does that make sense? Okay, I'm out of time again, but when I come back from the break, we'll get into the urban cores. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, what I'm doing is I'm kind of recapping several shows that I've done with regards to market information, and I'm sprinkling in some new market information into information that I've already given you. So this is kind of like a recap, but it's also new information. So buckle up, because here it comes. All right. What I'm trying to help you understand is some trend data with regards to rent growth for several marketplaces that we as Lifestyles Unlimited members, we like investing in. These marketplaces are the areas of Dallas, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, Houston, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Knoxville, Tennessee. Now, I've given you the data on Dallas, Texas previously, but I don't expect you to go through your notes and find it. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to give it to you right now. Here's what I suggest you do. And I rarely suggest you doing this on the radio, but this is one of those rare occasions where I'm going to make this suggestion. And if you're driving, do not do this. Do not do this, please. But if you're not driving, go get something to write on and get something to write with, because I want you to write this information down. The reason I want you to write it down is because some of you are visual learners and you need to see this information in order for it to go, oh, that's what he's talking about. Okay, you ready? You guys ready? All right. Remember, those of you driving, don't do this. Just go to the podcast and get the data there. For Dallas, Texas, for the period of 2010 to 2019, the annual growth rate was 6%. In 2023, it jumped to 7.7%. In 2024, there was a decline. it declined to a negative 1% change. So in other words, rents actually went down a little bit year over year from the previous year. Now, what can you surmise so far? The Dallas was humming along, rent growth year over year. Everything's doing good. We get to a place called 2023. We spike a little bit. We go from a 6% annual growth rate to a 7.7% growth rate. And then in 2024, we experienced some negative growth. Now, that negative growth was after we had a little bit of a spike. So that's kind of a negative growth from the previous year's spike. So what am I getting with regards to Dallas, Texas? Well, I think the market's still pretty healthy. That's what I think. I think there's still growth in the market. And even though historical rent growth kind of stalled out in 2024, I think it's going to recover. And I've got some data later on in the show that might help us determine that information. But I've got to give you the information on San Antonio, Texas, because in 2019, the annual growth rate after 10 years of measurement was 4.5%. Not quite as good as the Dallas market, but still significant. In 2023, that growth rate spiked. It went up to 8% year over year. And then in 2024, it dipped a little bit, 0.9% year over year. Now, I still think the San Antonio market's still very healthy. What about Houston? Houston's a little bit different. From 2010 to 2019, it experienced 4.5% annual growth. In 2023, the growth did not spike. It actually went down a little bit, although it still grew. It grew 3.5%. And then in 2024, it just stayed flat. It didn't grow, but it didn't decline. It just stayed flat. You guys noticing a trend so far? I've given you three different markets. And in all three different markets, what we're finding was that they had steady rent growth year over year over year over year. And then in 2023, due to whatever was going on in the market, there was a spike in rent growth, with the exception of Houston. And in 2024, the rent growth was bleh. It was just blah. Yeah, it was a little bit negative, but it was blah. There was really no rent growth, right? All right, so how did Atlanta do? Well, in 2019, they had a 5% annual growth rate after 10 years of measurement. In 2023, they didn't really spike. They went down just a teeny-weeny bit. They went to 4.8% growth rate year over year. And then in 2024, they had a decline in the growth rate of negative 1.6%. Okay, so what I'm seeing so far is that Atlanta was doing better on annual growth than most of the competition cities in the 2010 to 2019 era. It didn't really spike in 2023, but it did experience some negative growth in 2024. So we've got to get some more data on Atlanta. I do have that data later on in the show, and I'll share it with you. But what I want to share with you now is the two new markets that I'm bringing up, Knoxville, Tennessee, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. Now, Knoxville grew 5% annual growth rate for historical rent. Now, remember, I'm talking about historical rent growth, 4.5%. In 2023, it got a big bump, 8%. It went up 8% in 2023. And in 2024, it did like the other markets did. It declined a little bit by negative 0.9% year over year. How did Chattanooga do? Very, very similar. It didn't go up 5% annual in 2019. It went up 4.5%. And in 2023, it went up 6% year over year. And in 2024, it declined negative 1%. So what I'm seeing across all of these different markets is pretty good growth. And then I'm seeing spikes or wannabe spikes. I guess I could call those wannabe spikes in 2023. And then I'm finding 2024 was a difficult time, but I also understand what was going on in the marketplace. So in 2023, rents were going up across the nation because that's what the markets were doing. We were coming out of a pandemic. I mean, we were pretty much out of a pandemic in 2023 across the nation, and people were able to get out of their houses and start moving around. And people started moving around, and they started changing where they lived, and that drove up demand for rental property, and prices went up. It's just a supply and demand function. And then in 2024, I think what happened in the marketplace was that we had so much inflation going on across the country that people could not afford to move. As a matter of fact, they couldn't afford to move, and they couldn't afford rent bumps. And what owners of property, I think, were finding out was that if they had a property that they were trying to rent for $1,000, they needed to come off that price a little bit in order to get somebody to be willing to take that unit. So maybe they had to come down on their price, say 1% of the price. Does that make sense? Okay. And in doing so, they attracted somebody to their property. Okay, so I don't have any data for 2025 because we're kind of living 2025, but I did find data that indicates projected rent growth for 2026. And here's what I found. Dallas is projected to have rent growth of 3.5% annually. San Antonio, 2.5%. Houston, 3.5%. Atlanta, 3.5%. Knoxville, 3.5%. And Chattanooga, 2.5%. All of you in the audience, this is the part of the show where you want me to give you my roll-up. You want me to give you my impression of each particular market so that you don't have to do the work, right? That's what you want. But here's the problem. I have already spoon-fed you. I've already given you information that I don't know if you know how to get it, go out and get the information yourself. So maybe I'm not doing a good job of teaching you how to formulate the information. But here's what I know about this audience. This audience is intelligent. This audience can think on its feet. This audience has a brain that functions well, even though maybe their boss doesn't think it does, right? You know what I'm talking about. Okay, so what I'm getting at is that you can do your own research. It's not that hard to do. There are a lot of tools out there that are available to you right now so that you can do your own market research. Don't take the information that I'm giving you as the God's honest truth, because what if I got it wrong? What if I got it wrong and you patterned everything off of all the information I just gave you? You didn't qualify any of the information that I gave you. You just took it with a grain of salt and you went with it. And what happens when you have a bad result? Who are you going to be mad at? Me. Do I want you to be mad at me? No. No, I don't. As a matter of fact, you may not even remember that I gave you the information, right? But you're going to be mad that the investment didn't do what you thought it was going to do because you didn't qualify the data that I gave you and you didn't understand the data and how it applied to you. So when you went to invest in a market that you didn't understand, you got the result you got, and now you're frustrated because the market didn't do what you thought it was going to do. So how do you learn what information you need to know? Well, one way you can learn is you can learn by listening to this radio show. But a more effective method is to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. That's what I did in 2017. I joined Lifestyles Unlimited because I was looking for a way to improve my positioning in real estate assets that I owned. And unbeknownst to me, at the time, I was doing it all wrong. Now, I didn't think I was doing it all wrong. I thought I was doing it all right. And for years, I did it wrong. How did I figure out that I had been doing it wrong? Well, I went through the financial freedom seminar that Lifestyles Unlimited provides to all of its members. Everybody that becomes a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, the first thing you do is you take the 16-hour course. I know I said 16 hours, but we make it entertaining and we make it informative and we make good use of your valuable time. And what we do is we teach you things that you need to know, things that can benefit you, things like, you know, how to do a little market research and how to determine what market you want to invest in. You also get the benefit of hanging out with like-minded individuals that are also real estate investors so that when you want to have a conversation about real estate investing, you can have that conversation with an intelligent person that's on your same wavelength because they've received the same level of education that you have, and you can talk to each other with a common understanding and a common language. It's pretty cool. It's really cool. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons I like going to Lifestyles Unlimited meetup events is because they're filled with Lifestyles Unlimited members. And that means everybody in that room is there because of real estate. Everybody in that room has a story. Everybody in that room has a level of success. Everybody in that room is either real estate retired or working on becoming real estate retired. It is a cool situation. And you can have a discussion about markets. You can talk about market growth. You can talk about rent growth. You can talk about submarkets. You can talk about anything you want real estate related, and you'll have somebody there that actually cares about the conversation and is not giving you lip service. Kind of cool stuff, huh? Those are just a couple ways that I enjoy my membership in Lifestyles Unlimited. As a matter of fact, I've got a bunch of people that I know that are plugged into my phone. And if I've got a very specific question about a very specific market that I know one of my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members is investing in, I'm going to call them. You know why I'm going to call them? Because they've got market knowledge. Because they might have information that I could use, and they know exactly what that information is because maybe they've already garnered it. Or maybe I'm having a hard time finding it, so I'm reaching out for help. And you know what Lifestyles Unlimited members do? They help each other. We help each other. It is all part of the culture. So when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you're getting more than just education. You're getting a whole lot more. So let me do this. Let me switch gears on you. And I'm going to talk to you about a property that came in from Tasha. And it's in Knoxville, Tennessee, built in 1955, 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath, 1,260 square feet. So about the right type of property that we look for as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. It's a little bit older than I am. So, you know, the good news there is it probably has really good bones. But the bad news there is I know that this thing's going to take a lot of rehab. And here's why. Tasha has told me that the fair market value for this property in the neighborhood it's in is worth $320,000. So comped out, that's what the property would be worth in its all fixed up condition. But this property is not in its all fixed up condition. As a matter of fact, this thing's got a lot of things wrong with it. So Tasha said, well, you can buy it literally for 50 cents on the dollar. She said the purchase price is around $157,000. I thought that was pretty cool that you could buy property for 50 cents on the dollar. So some of you are thinking, okay, what do? I write a check for $157,000? No, that's not how you do it. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, we'll talk to you about hard money and how you use a hard money loan to not only acquire the asset, but to pay for some, if not all, of the repair costs. It's pretty cool. And when that hard money loan covers all of your acquisition and repair costs and your closing and holding costs, you've effectively acquired a property for no money down. Pretty cool, huh? All right, so let's get back to this property. This thing's going to take a lot of rehab. Tasha's indicating it's going to be about $88,000 worth of rehab. So this is a major rehab project. This may not be the type of project that you, as a first-time investor, would want to get involved with because this is going to take several months. It might be a 3-month, possibly a 4-month project to do all of the things that need to be done to this property to bring it back to its original glory. But here's the beauty. Cash out of pocket, it's only $20,000. Now, some of you are going, oh, only $20,000. Well, let's put that in perspective. $20,000 in relation to an asset that's worth $320,000. Now, if you were to buy this property all fixed up and pay $320,000, you would probably put 20% down or $64,000 to acquire this property. But because we've taught you the proper way to acquire this property, the proper way to utilize a hard money loan, the proper way to cure that hard money loan with a conventional loan, you can buy this thing literally for $20,000 out of your pocket. So instead of 20% down, you're effectively paying 6.25% down. Pretty cool, huh? This property is additional equity of $65,000. What does that mean, additional equity of $65,000? Well, what that means is that the property valued at $320,000 is higher, $65,000 higher than your all-in cost. So everything you put into that property, the acquisition cost, the repair cost, the closing cost, the holding costs, whatever costs, you're still making an additional $65,000 of equity. So when you close on this property, your total equity will be $85,000. You'll have $85,000 of equity in a property that's worth $320,000. What's the return on capital gain? Well, you take the $20,000 and divide it by the, you take the $65,000 of net equity captured, and you divide that by the $20,000 that you put into it. You're getting a 325% return on investment just on the equity capture. Folks, you're like more than tripling your money. Now, this property also produces cash flow, $212 of cash flow. Annualized, that's $2,554, or a 12.72% return on investment just on the cash on cash every month. And if you held this property for a year and a day and sold it, and you paid all the costs of sale, you would get a check for $69,931. You take the $20,000 that you put into the property out of the property, because that's not really a return on investment. You're getting an additional $49,931 in your pocket on top of your $20,000 if you decided to sell the property after a year. But you might decide to hold the property for 2 years or 3 years or 4 years or 5 years or however long you decide to hold the property. And here's what I've got to tell you. Your returns will go up year over year as you continue to hold that property. It's pretty cool what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's pretty cool to meet the people that are part of the Lifestyles Unlimited community. And for you to get going, the best way to do it is to do one of two things. But you have to do one thing first. The first thing you have to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, I want you to choose one of two things. Choose either to attend the free workshop or to attend the expo.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.